Today, you're listening to Free City Radio. I'm Stefan Christoph, and this is edition 330. This is the first in a series of five programs that reflect conversations that I had in Mexico City that have been also included in a publication called Transbordar, In Transit or In Transition. This scene came together with the goal of lifting up and sharing voices of artists and people working within cultural spaces in Mexico City who intersect with social movements in Mexico City, but also throughout Mexico. The goal here is to create a sense of guidance or a reference of these voices for people who are engaging with culture in Mexico or visiting. The opportunity here is to hear these cultural workers speak about their work at a grassroots level to intersect with frontline movements, their own practices, and also to create space for alternative non-corporate culture in the Mexican context. So this is the first in an edition of five interviews on Free City Radio. So the first in the series that I am sharing with you is a conversation with Diego Fernandez, who is the founder of Radio Nopal, which is a beautiful project based in the San Rafael neighborhood. It is both a cultural space, but also a meeting hub. So there's workshops and meetings of artists and activists around digital technologies, radio transmission. They also go out of that space and broadcast throughout the city. For example, alternative walks to engage with questions like gentrification and the sounds of the city. They're also broadcasting internationally, Radio Nopal, and they're part of a network of alternative cultural spaces online, which balance between being both online and also in a physical environment with a physical space in Mexico City. So this is the first in this series of interviews with cultural workers in Mexico City. The zine publication was launched in 2026 at the Suoni Per Il Popolo Festival in Montreal. That happens every June. That's translates from Italian to Voices of the People. And here is my conversation with Diego Fernandez of Radio Nopal. Right now, cities face this intersecting points of crisis that, of course, affects artists and many other communities, and it really revolves around space, gentrification. These issues are of deep concern to folks in Mexico City. Radio Nopal has sustained this space in one of the key areas of downtown Mexico City, where you've worked with a broader community to host workshops, DJ sets, concerts, also a lot of fun stuff. And that's important, I believe, for Radio Nopal. But there's also this vision of trying to hold this space in the city that's facing unprecedented financial challenges around this question of gentrification. But maybe we could just first start by an introduction from you and just sort of a response to describing the Radio Nopal project in relation to these questions. Thank you.
So, yes, I'm Diego Aguirre, the founder and the director of Radio Nopal. I'm a graphic designer, and I've been doing radio since 2002, just because I meet these people up in Tijuana, and then they became like my best friends that I have been in contact since then. So it's I think it's from there that I got this beautiful inspiration of making communities. No, I think when I'm struggling, when I have a problem or whatever, I know I can call my friends and they will support me from this moment. So yes, for me it's very important the Radio Nopal, as you mentioned. It is a radio station located in San Rafael, super close to Civic Downtown. It's one of the oldest neighborhoods in the city. And it's on the street. It has it's on the front store of a street. So if you bike there, you will see it. If you're passing by, you will see it. Or you will get an invitation soon to be there. We have 160 persons collaborating with Radio Nopal right now. That it means 60 shows per week. And all the people who contribute in Radio Nopal, they own their radio shows. I mean, they decide why and what to do the interviews and with who. And since the very, very beginning, so as I mentioned, I have been doing radio since like 2002. And in one moment, I decided to build this little thing called mensajito.mx, which is a transmitter. And it's very fun because you can grab it and you can actually go to a park or go to anywhere and broadcast from almost anywhere if you have a battery. And also if you have Wi-Fi in your phone, you can broadcast from there. But especially for Radio Nopal, I decide that all the content will be in San Rafael, in the space that we have it in the radio station. And that's why, because I also noticed that that in many other communities that I did radio before, sometimes we didn't meet each other, we didn't hug each other, we didn't have these beautiful conversations behind the microphone. And I think that's very important. Just to put a cherry on the top, yesterday I just knew that this couple that has been together for the last 3 years, Quebra and Chiclos Loop, they have been together for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. They met each other in Radio Nopal, and they've been doing, they have a love relationship, but also they have a professional relationship. They do music together, and they met in Radio Nopal. All these things, I think, is very important for me, to have these conversations into a safe space, and to have gatherings into a safe space, which is Radio Nopal now.
In the space, I've seen different stuff going on, workshops around, you know, musical instruments or electronic music. Also, I've seen there being political conversations about the future of Mexico City and other international questions. So, yeah, it's an open space for gathering, but it's also a space where a lot of critical discussions take place. Why is that an important part of the station?
Because I think as an inspiration, when we became with this idea to do the technology, it became also from a political perspective, because I noticed that we lose the voices from communities that they are not allowed to have these computers and mixers and microphones, and just because a monetary problem, no, just because economics. And I noticed that we lose all these voices, and those are the important voices for the future. Are there more responses for the future in those communities than, you know, people like me who can afford many things, and we are like into the capitalist way of doing things, no? So that's one inspiration, because I noticed that we have to make technology that can be allowed for many different other communities. But then when I made it, I noticed that the problem is how to build and sustain independent projects. And for me, all these conversations are around like how we can start to think about ourselves into a community and how we can take decisions as a community and make this muscle of being together, even though we don't have the same perspectives, how to make bridges of perspectives and to think about in the future, no? That's why I think it's very important to meet each other, and that's why I think it's very important to build governance and to think about how to take decisions into a safe place like Tlalnepantla it is. I don't know if I responded your question, but I just want to say that we need spaces to start to think about it, to start to exercise the way to do things together. And that's why we have this space for Radio Nopal.
In Mexico City right now, space is a big question, right? And sort of, you know, clearly just for people who are reading or hearing this, Radio Nopal is a space that's very clearly driven by yourself and other young Mexican artists or people interested in radio, also on the more technical side. That space is very valuable, especially in San Rafael or other neighborhoods close to downtown that are facing many issues around gentrification. I'm sure this has been a discussion in Radio Nopal. Do you want to share anything about this?
Yes, we have been in that place since the very beginning of Radio Nopal. I mean, almost 8 years. And I remember, just a few days after the earthquake in 2017, I received a lot of calls of people asking me if I know places to rent in San Rafael, no? And from there, I've been facing all this gentrification, super intense in that place. You can see people asking to leave their places just because they want to, the owners want to rent higher in San Rafael. I think it's very important right now to have a place, a physical place, because it's very difficult to get together. It's very difficult to find to find a place to get together, because I cannot think about right now in other places that are, similar to Radio Nopal, that is a place that you don't need to buy anything. It's a place that you can go work. It's not focused on consume anything. It's more focused on share. And that's a very difficult logistic. There are places, but it's more focused on consumism, no?
Well, I mean, this is the key point here. A lot of the discussions and workshops and events that happen at Radio Nopal are outside of the market. You know, either they're free or, people maybe have some material, if they're an artist or something like that, to share. But overall, it's a libre, it's a free space. And so that's important to underline. What are some things that you've heard recently that about Mexico City and the future of that place that you think are important for people to consider and think about?
Well, Mexico City is facing this moment of gentrification. I saw it after the earthquake, but right now, also during COVID, it became the place to be, and also there's an imagination, but also happening that in the arts, the artist scene is very vibrant here, no? And it is true. There are a lot of artists and people doing things and things like that. But we're getting to a point that I can feel it. I can feel it's difficult for me to afford places or... So people are thinking about to leave the city because it's getting super, super expensive, no? And I think the only way to face this is to get organized, to discuss this, to understand, to make bridges, to understand the also the importance of the culture, the music, the scene, to understand the importance of the archives. Huh? In these 8 years, we have stories that will never be repeat. People who used to live in San Rafael, that I think right now they would not be afford these places, no? So I think it's very important for the present to get together, because we need to get organized to push the limits or to understand like different ways to live, or you know, to find different logistics of how to have a place for us, like Radio Nopal. But also in the future, I think it will be very interesting to listen to these archives that we are doing right now, like how it was the city 2025, no? When all these shifts were happening, how all the community started to organize, to find ways to sell their art or to present the art, or to find ways to teach the young community, the young people, to make workshops and discussions. So that's kind of the dream. We're thinking about the present. In short terms, we're thinking about the present because it's important to get together, to organize together, to push what is happening in the reality in terms of gentrification. But in the future, I think it will be, I hope it will be better, but it seems that like my kid will struggle harder probably than us. So I think these archives will be an inspiration of how to make independent projects.
Thank you so much, Diego.
Thanks to you, Stefan.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a conversation with Diego Fernandez, the founder of Radio Nopal in Mexico City, speaking about their initiative and their space, both as a cultural venue, but also a gathering space for cultural workers and community radio practitioners in Mexico City today. Thank you, Diego, for being on the broadcast within this series of interviews featuring the voices of cultural workers from Mexico City, Transbordar. And this has been another edition of Free City Radio. I'm Stefan Christoph, and we broadcast weekly on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on CJLO 1690 a.m. also in Montreal on Thursdays at 8 a.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg on Tuesdays at 8 a.m. and Fridays at 1:30 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston on Wednesdays at 11:30 a.m. on CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria on Saturdays at 7 a.m. on Met Radio 1280 a.m. in Toronto on Fridays at 5:30 a.m. on CKCU 93.1 FM in Ottawa on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. on CGSF 90.1 FM in Vancouver on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and on CHMA 106.9 FM in Sackville, New Brunswick on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. You can find our archives at soundcloud.com/freecityradio. We are also a podcast. Just look us up, search Free City Radio. I'm Stefan Christoph, and we will be back with you next week. Take care.
Listening.